We are on Daf Vov Amud Aleph. Before we continue, I'd like to mention we had asked the Ha'oreb on Taisvis and Yevomis, Daf Kuf Yates. Taisvis and Yevomis mentions that the Meir is Chayesh Lemiyute min HaTeire, and Befrat, if there's a Cheskas Isser. And Taisvis asks why the Mai is not awesome in a Teire. And Taisvis says the Mai is different in Hu Huchzak Kol Yisrael Mi Huchziku. So therefore, there is no reason to be Chayish L'miyute by the Mai. So Taisvis says, Afal Gav De Gabi Kusim Gozer Ameya Al Kulam Mishem Miyushen Iskalkulu. Shani kusim de uma achasein bein izorim b'mitzvahs ki Yisrael. So memele, there, it's not shayach the svore, the imhu hurzak kol Yisrael mi hurziku. Since it's one umme that is not nizor b'mitzvahs ki Yisrael, one, if there's a miyut that are oivde avayde zore, there's a mokim lochosh, that all of them are oivde avayde zore. That's what Taisvah says. So we didn't understand, so it should come out that according to Rameya, the Shchitas Kusi should be also min HaTeire. And here it seems it's only Osar al Tzagzeire. That we had remained with Akasha last week. So I saw on the Teferis Yaakov says as follows, that according to Rameya, there's takedin chayshina lemiyute, and if there's a kusi that shechting bifoneinu, and I don't know if he's an oived avaydezor, if he's not an oived avaydezor, so I have to be chayish lemiyute and assume that he's taken oived avaydezor, and that's taken also min atayre. That what the Gemara says, Rameya was goyzer on the kusim. That means that there's a kusi before Neinu that I know he's not an Oived Avodah Zarah. I know him personally. I know he's not an Oived Avodah Zarah. So that's what the Gemara means. Since if I wouldn't know that Biyadin Chayshina Lemiyut and I'd have to be Chayish, he is an Oived Avodah Zarah. So Rameya was Goyzer, even though I know that he's not an Oived Avodah Zarah, Midarabonon, is possible. Now let us again start from the Gemara. Rabbi Yitzchok ben Yosef. This is three lines from the where the lines start getting wide. Rabbi Yitzchok ben Yosef shodre rabbo lasuye chamra mibekusoi. Ashkecha Yehusove, Omalei Leiskan, Shemrei Teire. So the Sove told him that by the Kusim, they're not Shemrei Teire, so therefore you should not purchase wine from them. Horolach Rabbi Yitzchok v'siper dvorim lefnei Rabbi Abo, v'horolach Rabbi Abo v'siper dvorim lefnei Rabbi Ami v'Rabasvi, Rabbi Yasi. Leizazu misham acha asom oivdei kechovim gemurim. That they were geyser on them that they have a din of oivdei kechovim gemurim. So the Gemara asks, lemai ilishchite v'yeinesach mehasim gozru bu rabono. That's a previous gezeira already from Rameya on Yayin, and from Ram Gamliel on Shrite. So the Gemara answers, Inu gozo v'lei kiblu minayu, osi Rabbi Ami v'rabasi gozru v'kiblu minayu. So we mentioned last week that there's two mahalchim and reshainim, Rashi learns pshat, that bizman Rameya and Ram Gamliel, even though they made the gzeira, was a gzeira she'ein reiv atzibe yecholim lamed boy, they were very, they had close connections with the kusim, and it was very difficult for them to break up the kesher. later, Bisman Rabami ve Rabasi, they were capable of doing it. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. He mentioned the Ramban learns Pshat that when Rameya and Gamliel were Geisel, there wasn't Niskabel by Klal Yisrael, because Halacha we hold that Leichashin Elimiyute. But later the Ruchniyistika Matzav of the Kusim deteriorated, and so then Taka Roiv of them were Taka if they were the Zorah. Ebekiblu Minay. Mai Oivdei Kechovim Gemurim. So the Gemara asks, but what were we Moisef? Loizozu Mishom Achasum Oivdei Kechovim Gemurim. What does it mean, Oivdei Kechovim Gemurim? Omar Rav Nachman Bayitzchok Levatel Rishus Velitain Rishus. That means before this Gzeirem, if Akusi was not Mishnatef Be'erev, so it was possible to carry in the Chotzer and the Mavoi through Bittel Rishus and the Sinus Rishus. Okay, the Sanya, we learned Abaraise, Yisrael Mumer, Mishamer Shabbatoi Beshuk, Yeheva Yisrael Mumer, he's a Machalo Shabbos, but he's not a Machalo Shabbos Befarhesye. Mishamer Shabbatoi Beshuk, Beshuk he's a Shemer Shabbos. So even though he is a Machalo Shabbos Betzine, Chazal did not give him a din of a Akum of a Goy, is Mevatel Rishus V'Noisen Rishus. Is Mevatel Rishus V'Noisen Rishus. V'Sheinoi Mishamer Shabbatai B'Shuk, but if he's not a Shemer Shabbos B'Shuk, that means he's a Machalo Shabbos B'Farhesye, Einoi Mevatel Rishus V'Noisen Rishus. He's not Mavato Rishus, he's not Noisen Rishus. He has a din of a goy. Mimnei Sha'omru, Yisrael Noisen Rishus, Umevato Rishus, Uboivet Keichovim, Ad Sheyiske. By a goy, there's no such concept of Bittel Rishus. You have to be Soichel, the Rishus that the goy has in the Chotza. Keitzad, now we go back on a Yid. That a Yid is, or a Yid, or a Mumel, that's Mishamer Shabbat Beshuk, that there is such a concept of Bittel Rishus, Omaloi Rishusi Kinuye Loch, Rishusi Mevoteles Loch, Kone, you should be Kone my Rishus, Beinei Tzorech Liskois, it is not necessary to make a Kinyan Chalipin, in order to acquire the rishus of a yid, to amir alone it is sufficient. Now let us see Rashi. Levatel rishus imdo kusi b'movi. If a kusi is living in a movi, tzorech lisker es rishusoi. So you have to be soich as rishus that he has in the movi. Va'afilu botlo lohem, afilu he was mevatel rishus, eino mevuteles, ad sheyiske, till you rent from the kusi, v'hainu, and that is pshat, ke'oivet ke'chovem, that they gave them a din of a goy, v'yisrael she'shochach, v'loi nosan be'erev im b'nei amovi, but a yid, that forgot to be mishtatef in the Eret, v'udorimoem, v'oyser aleihem, and he asks on them, is mevatel lehem rishusoi, so he's mevatel is rishus. V'oyvit kechovim, ad sheyisko Yisroel eimenu, but by a goy, there's no concept of bittel rishus, you have to rent the rishus. V'taima meforish, bahador, Esoivet kechov. Mishamer Shabbatoi Beshuk, Befarhesye, Afapishu Mumma Lachaloi Betzine, Areyu ki Yisrael, Yezedina vi Yisrael, Veim loi Irov im Shchainov, if he was not Ma'arev Bechotsoi Bemovoi, Noisen Lahem Rishusoi Vedayoi, So it's sufficient to give his reshus. And it is not necessary liskois bekinyan chalipin. Now let us go further. Rabbi Zeire v'Rabbi Asi iklo lepundike diyoi. Rabbi Zeire and Rabbi Asi, they both were in a pundik of Yoi, and Yoi Rashi says, lepundike diyoi shem ha'ir, v'amei ha'oretz ha'yu, and the whole year were amaratzim, v'cheshudim al admai. Umishum, and so how does this come into Chulin? Mishum daisina la'el, behemtum shel tzadikim, nokat v'osi lanach shmaite damayrinami b'chi aigavne, that if behemtum shel tzadikim anat nichshel, within an achet abadigibis tzadikim atzma. Aisu lekamayu beyim amitzumokes b'yayim. So they served them beim hametzumokes. That means Rashi says hametzumokes tsluyais harbei. They were roasted for a long time. Loshem mitzamek v'yofoloi d'shabes b'yayin v'acharkach irvum v'tilvum b'yayin. There was a certain type of a machul that they mixed up the eggs with wine. V'ika b'yayin mishum d'mai. Now, if this is a year of Amaratzim, so memele der choshud and mai, v'hoche mishum delese be'enei, so this was served to them, v'yedei taruvis aisi lekamayu, it wasn't yayin be'em, it was yayin that was nis'arev together with the be'em, le'choshu le'milse. So Memele, they weren't chayish. We'll see, we'll come back to this. Chashi lechosh lemilsa, they weren't chayish. We'll see who the day were soon. So Bekitzel, they were brought a machel that had a taruvis of yayin shel d'mai. Rabbi Zeire loy ochal. Rabbi Zeire did not eat this machel, realizing that these are amaratzim. We cannot rely on these amaratzim, so therefore Rav Zeira lo yochal. The Rav Asi yochal, and Rav Asi did eat. Oma loy Rav Zeira le Rav Asi, loy chayish mar le taruveis demai. So he asked him, how did you eat it? Why weren't you chayish le taruveis demai? Oma loy la vadatoi, tak I didn't think of it. You might take it. I really shouldn't have eaten it. Omar Rav Zeire, Efsher gozru ala taruvis demai, that they were gozer on taruvis demai, umistayim milse de Rav Asi lemechel isure, they were gozer, and Rav Asi was nichshel in achilas isa, Hashta behemtam shal tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol al yodom tzadikim atzma leikoshkin. How could this be that Rav Asi was nichshel in an achilas issa? Nofak Rabbi Zeire dok v'ashkech. So he found the Baraisa, the Sanya. The Baraisa says as follows. Aloikeyach yayin. A person purchased wine from an Amoretz, and he does not intend to drink the wine behedye, nor he wants to be ma'arev the yayin. Lo says, l'soy chamuryes, ay l'soy chalon nosis, or he's, so that, he wants to be ma'arev it with something else. Or he's purchasing karshinim, which is also demai. It's a machal behema, but it's roi lo adam also, so it's also d'mai. Laseis mehem techinim, he wants to grind it up. And you also, you ma'ariv other things with it. Adashim laseis mehem resisim. Chayiv mishim d'mai. So even though His intent is to use these macholim. His intent is to use these macholim al yedei taruvis. But since he purchased it when it was be'em, so it's chal already a din that this is a din of demai, and he's not permitted to eat it unless it'll be mafrish maisa. Vein tzorich loimer mishum vadai, in a vada givis if he purchased tevel, and he has an intent to be ma'arivit, the zikha has to be mafrish trumas ha-maisas. Vehein atzmon mutorim, bipnei shehein taruvais, legozru al taruvais mai. But if he purchased taruvais alone from an amoretz, so then he doesn't have to be mafrish maisris, because they weren't legozru al taruvais demai. So lemaise, Rab Zeire, who was wondering how did this come about that Rabasi was nichshel in achilas demai betaruvis, so it bothered him. So he was mevarer that Chazal never asked achilas demai betaruvis. This is the Gemara. Now let us go back to Rashi, b'yayin, v'achakach, so they were served, b'yim mitzumokais, b'yayin. V'achakach, irvum, v'tofum b'yayin. They mixed it up. V'ike b'yayin mishum d'may. And the yayin is d'may. V'hoche mishum d'lesa b'enei, v'yedei taruvis, aysu l'kamayu. Since the demai was not be'en, loichoshu lemilse, they weren't chayish. So the Teferes Yaakov asked the Kash, what's that, loichoshu lemilse? There were two people over here. There was Rab Zeira and Rabasi. Rab Zeira didn't eat, so Rab Zeira was chayish for demai. So what's that, loichoshu lemilse? So the Tzveres Yaakov wants to say that those who brought it in, they weren't chayish. Aisa l'kamayu, to those that the waiters who brought it in, l'chosho l'milse. But there's a mordik at Tumas Hadeshen. The Tumas Hadeshen asks a kasha. It's a very interesting mice over here. Rab Zeire did not want to eat it because it was, it's the mai. Rabasi ate it. Rabasi Yochel. Oma loy Rab Zeila Rabasi v'loy chayish mal taruvis. After he ate it. He ate it, and then he asked him, you know, it's taruvis t'mai. So he told them, oh yeah, I didn't realize this. Frank the Tumas Hadeshen and Simen Mem Gimel that, Rab Zeila, you hold it's also, so Mamela, when he started eating it, he should tap him on the shoulder. Abasi, it's the Mai. As if it's the Tumas Hadeshen. So the Tumas Hadeshen says a very interesting halacha. He says, Rav Asi, it seems, was the Rebbe of Rav Zeire. He says, if your Rebbe is eating something, are you mechuyiv to tell him that it's also? He's a sheik, mechuyiv to tell him that it's also. So he says, if you know vadai it's also, you mechuyiv to tell him. But if you're mesupik, so memele, then you shouldn't tell him. He says, lemaisa Rab Zeira was mesupik. Because you see, afterwards he started thinking, how could it be? Nofak dot va'ashkach. So you see, he didn't know, he thought that they asked the mai, and they asked it for taruvis also, but it seems there was a mocking bedatoi to think that could be they didn't ask for taruvis. So he says that's the loichoshu lemilse. Both of them were chayish. Rabasi wasn't chayish; he ate it, and Rabbi Zeira wasn't chayish to stop him from eating it. Now afterwards, he asked him the shaylach main. I see you ate it. What's your cheshbon? The chayish malat taruvis mai, and he told them
that lava daita, I didn't have. So then Rabbi Zeira said, Efshar, he is the gozru chachomim al tahuva is the mai, mistaye milse, the yigroim ovei, shiloyosim aliboi, the gozru al olov, v'yishka chagzeire v'yoichal b'shoigik. Now, Rashi is a psamur de kariches over here. Mistaye milse de yigroim ovoin shloyosem aliboy de gozru olo v'yishka chagzeire v'yoichal b'shoigik. Dachstach me a pshad in Rashi is the zamur de kegoin in Mishlei. The goin says in Mishlei as follows. The goin is in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Vov. Ki choshalto bavoy necho. He says pshat and posik kishloin is a shoygik. It's nichshol. Ovein is amazing. So the goin says, how is it that a person is nichshol in a shoygik? Some say wouldn't be nichshol in a shoygik. Because he previously he did an ovein bemezit. He did once an ovein bemezit. Then it's aveire, gereres, aveire, and then it'll be nifsol in the shaygig also. But if he never did an aveire bemezid, he won't be nifsol in the shaygig. That's what, ki choshalto ba'avoinecho, because of your oven bemezid, that's why you were nifsol. So that's what Rashi is saying over here. The mai mistaye milse di yigroim ovoin. That an oven, which is amazing, should be goyim shloyosim aliboy the gozru alol of a yishkach agzera v'yoichol b'shoigik. How could it be that there was an oven? He did an oven that he was nichshal b'shoigik. So kva'ashkach deloy gozru. So it says as follows: if a person purchased yayin from an amoritz, lo seis l'soich hamurias. The soifoi la ochloi liayin zayidei taruvis tamuyas. He won't eat it. He won't eat it. They won't drink the wine alone. He's going to eat it, but taruvis muyas. Vechein losais lasoich alunosis poishin shenoisin mayim viyayin vishemen afarsamayim. So these are cases that the yayin shel dmai is being eaten by tarubis. Or, chinin, machol shel krishin, this is the girsa of the rishash, it's kashinim, so it's a machol shel krishin, v'tavlin muroven boy, v'chein resisin meyadashim, af al pi she soif kol elu la'arev, the tchinim, he will not eat the tchinim alone, he's going to be ma'arev the tchinim, he's going to be ma'arev the adashim, hoyel uboin liyodoi shel chova meyam ha'oretz be'inayo, but since the chova is purchasing it from the ha'oretz be'en, sheloi betaruvis, chayev la'afrish, so is chayev lahafrish mishum demai. Im safiku kigain shalokhoi meyam haoretz. Ve'ein tzorech loyme mishum vadai im omoloi hamoicha loy hefrashni mehem. Aber the gewisse yes to be mafrish. But avoyni, I really don't understand the ve'ein tzorech loyme. I mean, what is the baraisa telling us that if a person sells him tells him it's tevels, and then he intends to be ma'arev the tevels. It says ain't tzorech leima, but why was it necessary to be mentioned? But v'heim atzma haloikeyach mi'am ha'oretz es oichlem atzman ain't tzorech lahafrish demai hoylo v'taruveis bo liyodai. So Mamela, so therefore he doesn't have to be mafrish mai. Let us go further. Vulay gozru al taruves the mai. So the Gemara asks a kashem, the one geyser al taruves the mai, vasanya, we learned about reise, hanoisein lishchenos isa lefeis. A person, he was a chover, and he had a shochen to him, was an eishes amoretz. And he gave her an isa lefeis, with all the ingredients. He gave her the isa, he gave her the sa'ir. Ukdeira levashel. He gave her the tavshul, and he gave her the tavla. Einai choshesh lesa'ir v'tavlin shebo. And now, she gives him back, it's cooked, the tavlin was put in, the sa'ir was put in the isa. Now, maybe, we'll see, there's a whole sugya. Maybe she decided to take the seir and the tavlin for herself, and she put in her own seir and tavlin. And she is an amoret, an eshes amoret. So it says, Eine choshes leseir betavlin shabo, loy mishum shviyis, veloy mishum maisa. She doesn't have to be chayish. Bim oma lo asi li mishalichi. But what if he told her, he didn't give her sa'ir and tavlin. He said, you know, here I'm giving you my isa, my tavshul. You put in your tavlin and your sa'ir. Choshes le sa'ir ve tavlin shebo. Mishum shviyis and mishum maisa. Then he has to be chayish. So why does he have to be chayish? Lemaise, he's getting from the Eishes Amoretz, he's getting the Maiva Tarubis. So why should he have to be chayish? So the Gemara says, two terutzim. Shani hosom, the kivin de komalo asi li mishalichi, command the oriv biyodayim domi. That means he's telling her, take your soil and put it into my isa. Take your tavlim and put it into my tavshul. So it's ke'ilu, he had taken, she's doing it bishlichusoy. So it's ke'ilu, he took the soil and was ma'arev it in the isa. And we had before, if a chover purchased from ma'aretz, the mai to be ma'arev it, there's no heter of tarubis. So by telling her to do it, it's just like he did it, he took the seir and he was ma'ar of it. Rav Ramon Omar, Shani seir v'tavlin, the letaima of it, v'taima leibotu. Rav Ramon said a different teretz, that since the this is an iker in the tavshul and in the isim, so even though Chazal said that a taruvis of the mai is mutter to eat, but if it's the ikar of the tapshul and the isa, so then we don't have this cooler of taruvis, and then it's also to eat. V'taymo loibot. Let us see Rashi. Lishchenosoi eishes amoretz. Isa lefeis, umosa lo sir, he gave his own sir, vatavlin, choshesh, v'tzorech lahafrish aleihem demai, v'av al gahab de taruvisu. So the Gemara says two taruts. The first tarut says, kivin da oma lo asili mishalichi, havi kemoyshe lokhon heimeno koitem taruvosam. So just like he had taken it before he made the taruvis, va'acha kach tzilfot, and then he was mitzarvet, da alpiv osiso. Whatever she did, she took her soyer, and which is the mai, and put it in to his isa alpiv, v'nasi shluchai. So she became mishliach. V'taima leibotu, Rav from Steretz is, Lefi shohu misaken akel, because this is misaken everything. This is the whole tikkun is through this. Vehu ikah,
ואפילו לוקח כדר מבושלס מהמאורת, שרף ונסי, if a person will purchase a כדר מבושלס מהמאורת, שלוינס שלוחוי כשאירבו, also, because the tavlin is the iker, so we don't have a heter of taruvis on these tablets. Aval yayin bemuyes, v'yayin bebeyim, ain't a iker, it's not an iker of the taruvis. So memele, it's not an iker of the taruvis. So memele there, they were goyzer of the mai betaruvis. Let us see Taisvis. Einei choishes lesoyer v'tavlin shalbo, loy mishum maisa, v'loy mishum shviz. Mashme, de tavlin chayovim b'maisa, v'teima de beperik v'osim entnam, kol shechayev b'maisa metame tumas oichlen. Now we have a klal, that in order to be metame tumas oichlen, in order to be chayv b'maisa, it has to have a teiris machol that's metame tumas oichlen. Boi v'aroytev tnan, v'hakipo mitztarfen letame tumas oichlen. The comma b'gmora my kippa tablet. Now it says that tablin is not mikabel to mesoichlam. It can become mitzurif to an oichel to be mikabel to mesoichlam. But itself, it's not mikabel to mesoichlam. Al metablin ein lehem to mesoichlam ele yedei tziru. Avol gav de chayev b'maisa. This is an argument. It seems that it's chayev b'maisa. And the Gemara says in Masechtas Nida that we have a klal, we have guidelines. Kol shechayev b'maisa metame tumas oichlem. V'yesh loymer de mishum maisa de koma hocha loikoy atavle. That what it says that is chayish mishum maisa is not going on tavlen, ela asoyer. Ushviyis koyaf atavlim, lebamachal behemen nami, noga shviyis. So by shviyis, you don't need these guidelines of a metametumas oichel, mafilamachal behemen zoichel, nechibinoig vishviyis. So that what it says, you're by tavlin, you're chayish, that's going on shviyis. And by soya, you're chayish for maisa. So I wanted to, I have two ha'oris on this toisvis. First of all, Lechayre Rashi does not seem to hold like this, because Rashi says, the time aloy botol lefi shehu mesaken akel bu'ika, afilu lokach kedera mevusheles me'am ha'oretz, afilu a person, but a kedera mevusheles me'am ha'oretz, so nasis shluchay kshir van osa a kedera mevushelus. Now what's in the kedera? The kedera is tavlin. The kedera is matzoyer. And we're talking about an amahoret. And we're talking about it as a heter of taruvis. And the heter of taruvis is only by the mai. There's no heter of taruvis by shviyis. There's a heter of taruvis by the mai. And Rashi says a person is not permitted to buy a kedera mevushelus mamoret of the taruvis of the tavlin, because time alay bottle. That's number one. And number two, the lotion the lotion of the Gemara, Rafram Omar, Shani soir v'tavlin de letaima of it. Now, why did Rafram, if the whole kasha, the kasha was, there's a heter of taruvis by d'mai. So memele, so the kasha is, so why if he told her to put in, why if he told her to that she should put in the soir and the tavlin, so why is it also? So Rafram says, Shani soir v'tavlin de letaima of it. Now, by tavlin, it's tamazay no kasher. Tavlin is only an iser of shviyis. This din that we had that is a heter of tarubis was only said by d'mai. We found that by d'mai there's a heter of, by shviyis there's no heter of tarubis.
By the mind is a heter of Terubis. So why did Rav have to say, Shani Tavlin, the time of it? Tavlin is speaking about Shvius. Tavlin isn't speaking about the mind. So the whole kasha was sir, shiny sir, the time of it. Tavlin is speaking about Shvius. Shvius on this whole shtick teure. By Shvius, Locher, there's no heter of Taruvis. Lemaise on the kasha of Toisvis. The Toisvis has a raya from a Gemara that the chiyuv maises only by something that's metamatumas oichlem. The Rashba wants to emphasize with kasha. The Rashba says that there's different types of tavlin. There are certain tavlin which are metametumas oichlem. The certain tavlin, there's no generality that tavlin is not. The Gemara says keep is a tavlin that's not mekabeltumas oichlem. But there's tavlin that is mekabeltumas oichlem. Let us go further. Ulachalufi loichashina. Now we learned this halacha, so it says as follows. It says Anoisin Lishenta Isa Lefois Ukdeira Lavashu Aine Khoishis Lisair Vitavlin. That means you don't have to be chayish that even though he gave her his own sair and his own tavlin. Maybe she took his sair and tavlin, and then gave and took it for herself, and she gave him a different sair and tavlin. So it says in the Barais, you don't have to be chayish. You don't have to be chayish that she did such a thing. Achlufi loy chayshina. Like the Gemara, achlufi loy chayshina, was nan. We learned a Mishnah, Anoisein Lachamoisoi, a person gave to his mother-in-law. Now, let's just explain though, his mother-in-law is an Amoretz, he's a Chava, and he gives his mother-in-law an Isa to bake. Anoisein Lachamoisoi, so it says as follows. And then she gives him back a pass. So ma'aser eshehu noisin lo. Before he gives it to her, he's mafresh maisris. Ve'eshehu noito mimeno. And when she gives it back to him, machamol is mafresh maisris. Let's talk about anegei alonu is the eshehu noitel mimena. That means he had an isa. He was mafresh maisus. She's a he can't trust her. He's mafresh maisus. He gives it to her. She gives him back. She gives him back now a pass. He has to be mafresh again maisus. Why do you have to be mafresh again maisus? Because you have to be chayish. Maybe she was machlef. She took his isa for herself. And she's giving him a different isa, and she's an amoret. So memela, that's why the eshu neito mimeno mibnei shechashude mechalefes hamiskalku, where she's choshut that she'll be machlef. What if it'll be miskalku? That means what if it'll be miskalku? That means as follows: that he gave her isa. And she baked it, and it got burnt. No. They're giving back a burnt bread. She has some pride also. What is he going to say about her? So Memela, so she'll take a different Isa, and she'll give him a different bread. That's what it says. So just let's finish the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Hosom kediktoni taime Omar Rabbi Yehuda roitze hi betakonas bito uboisho mechason. So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says the tariff that there, that means like this. You wanted a proof from here that you give to Anamaoret something. You can never be assured you're getting back what you gave. Could be you gave one thing, and they're going to exchange and give you back something else. That was the Gemara's kasha from over here. That means before it said, Hanoisin l'shchenta isa lefesh k'deira levashol, and he gives her all the ingredients. Einei choshesh l'serve tavlin shebo. Why isn't he choshesh? Because I don't have to declare that she exchanged the ingredients what he gave her and she put in her own ingredients. I don't have to declare. The Gemara asked the kasha. Here it says that if a person gives his mother-in-law and he's maiser mashu hu noisin, law fine, so he's mafrish maiser letting, the eshu hu noito mimeno, when he gets it back from her, he has to be maser again, mibnei shechashude mechalefes, because she's choshud to be machlef. So you see an ama oretz, you have to declare maybe you're not getting back what you gave to them. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answered, no, chas v'sholom, stamazoy an ama oretz, you give something to ama oretz, you have nothing what to be afraid of. You give him all the ingredients, you'll get back what you gave. You don't have to, because this is gezel, stamazoy, to be chayish for gezel, that ama oretz took yours and gave you something else. It's gezel, it's chomos. This you don't have to be chayish whatsoever. Here it says, Hanoisin lechamoisoi, ve'eshuhu noito mimeno, he also has to be masa. Here there's a different cheshbon against, it's not old zgezel, it's the pride of his mother, talking about a mother-in-law over here. Ve'ker, roitzi betakonas bito, she wants that her daughter should not have a burnt challah, she's also embarrassed of her son-in-law. So here there's a chash, she might be machlok. Now, there's a tremendous problem. What was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara, let's again see the lotion of the Mishnah. Anoisin lachamoisai, ma'aser eshehu noisin lo, ve'eshehu noito mimeno, Mipnei shechashude mechalefes, hamiskalkul. The Mishnah said clearly, that's tamazay, we clear, maybe, an amoretz is machlef, and takes these ingredients for himself. It says clearly, mipnei shechashude mechalefes, hamiskalkul, maybe became miskalkul, and she's machlef. So what's the kasha? And that's really what the Gemara answers. Hosam kidiktoni time amar Rabbi Yehuda, roitzehi betakonas bito obusha mechason, if it's miskalkul, so her daughter won't have a good machal, so she's embarrassed of her son-in-law. So, what is the havamin of the Gemara? So let us see Rashi. Let's see what Rashi says. Lachalufi loichashin on diktoni. It says, if he gave all the ingredients, if the lechem will be miskalkul, she'll be machlevet. Hilkach ma'aser eshu noisin lom. Deim mechal folay, cause if she'll be machlef, shaloi yechav azeh noisin lefoneh a michshel, he shouldn't give a michshel for him. Ve'eshehu noitelei meno, shema ichlifo. Alma michlefim, hosam kedektoni taime, deletoi ve'im iskavenes, aval ala gezel, kagoy lodom nochi, shein dato lahachlef lehetiv loy, Aflahora eina cheshuda. So Rabbi Yankim says, Amor de Kipshat, he says, Rashi for emphasis kasha. He says, Rashi, when we dive the lotion of Rashi, he'll say, Eisem eni kisteres, he says as follows. It says over here, Hanoisin lechamoisai, ma'aser eshehu noisin lo. Whatever he gives her is ma'aser. Why does he take off ma'aser? When he gets it back, he's going to take off again, Maisa. So why is he taking off now, Maisa? He's taking off now, Maisa, because maybe she'll take it for herself, and it'll come out she was Nichshel. So he wants to make sure she shouldn't be Nichshel. That is why he takes off mice. That's why he takes off mice. Now, if she's a shegetz, so why do they have to worry? Why are you going to have such a swell in the gemara? If she's going to steal, so I have to make sure that if she's stealing al kaponim, she should eat a kosher reisa, two kosher tzaivas I not. It's gezel. But you have no right to take it. So I have to make sure, no, gezel, no, of al kaponim, it shouldn't be tevel. It shouldn't be demai. Whatever the case was over here, I have to worry about her. We had such a smaller in Merubali Taylor Rosha Vyomos. If he's a Rosha, he's stealing, so I have to make sure al kaponim, he should eat kosher food. This is the Nanomad base, we'll see clearly such a smaller. So that's why Rashi says, that's what it says. Machalef, Shuda Machalef is Hamiskalkul, that's going why I have to be mafresh before I give it to her. That means, that means like this. The chash that I have to be mafresh, that means if I were only choshet her that she's stealing, then I wouldn't have to be mafresh. I don't have to be doyik for her. But you have to be mafresh, shechashud mechalef is hamiskalkul. That's why you have to be mafresh when you give it to her. Fine. That's why it says miskalkul. But the Gemara understood, but when he gets it back, why does he have to be mafresh? That's a chash tamazoy. I don't know who this lady is. Could be Lamaisa, she stole my yeast. And there the chash is not als miskalkul. Now let us see Rashi again. Rashi says, "Mibnei chshuda mechalefes amiskalkul." So look at Rashi. Im yiskalkul alechem machlifosoi. Hilkach. Therefore, Rashi says, "On the first din, ma'aser esh shuhu noisin lo." That's why he has to be ma'aser what he's giving her. Im yiskalkul. Here she's doing it mamish l'shem shemayim. The mechalfele, if she'll be mechalfele, it wasn't his kalkul, shleye chavez and noisin lefonea michel, there you have to be chayish. That what it says, she meich shude mechalefes of his kalkul, the gemar and the havamina hell, that's why he has to be mafresh meister, that he shouldn't be machshel her, because she take means take, she is a good intern. Now let's look at the next Rashi. Ve'eshuhu noitel heimeno. That what he gets back from her. Shemo ichlifo. Here Rashi doesn't say shemo ichlifo hamiskalko. Shemo ichlifo. Here you have to be chayish, maybe ichlifo. Alma michlefe. That was the havamin of the Gemara. Miskalko, that what the Tanna mentioned, miskalko, was only on the Reisha. There you need the time of there you need the time of miskalkul. The time of miskalkul is that means I have to be doig if she does an avla. So they say we say no, you have to be doig. Shema ta mechalefes hamiskalkul. But in the sefer the Gemara understood. The here Rashi says shema ichlifa alma michlefe. So the Gemara says no, hosom kedektoni time. That what you have to be mafresh meiser when you get it was also the letayve he miskavenes the shema echlivus letayve also aval ala gezel kegain la adam nochi shein daita lahachlev lehetiv loy samazay a strange person that there's no closeness to be made aval ahora ina cheshuda. So samazay to do bad they also won't do bad. So the Gemara is saying there's never a chshat that someone wants to steal. That's what the Gemara is saying so far. You don't have to claim such a thing a person wants to steal. There is such a tzad of achlofe lehetiv. And with that, when that is applicable, you have to be chayish for it. But when it's not applicable, then there's no chshash whatsoever. Frag the Gemara, ula alma loy chayshina. You don't have to be chayish. That means you just tell me the only shash of achlofe is only by a chamoisei. Vastamazei, you don't have to be chayish. Vosnan, we learned, anoisin lepundaikis shaloi,
a person will see the speaking about a psatalmud chochem, that is eating by a pundaika, she prepares his meals. Ma'aser eshu noisin lo, veshu hu noitali meno, mignei shechashu de mechalefes. Now here we're not talking about there's no relationship between him and the pundaikas. He eats by her. And he has to be mafrish myself, that what he gives to her, and that what she gives back to him. So the Gemara says, no, this pundaikis is take, is also machlef litei vosei. Hosam nami moirie va'omro. What she doesn't give back, the pass with his ingredients, cause she's moira heta. And she says, Bar Beirav Leichel Chamime. He's a Talmud Chochem. He came late, so I should go and give him a cold bread or a cold tafshul. He has to have warm. He's a Talmud Chochem. I have to make sure that he has warm food, so she'll hurry up and cook another tafshul or make another bread. Vana Eichel Kriro. I'm going to eat the cold food. So the Gemara says that there's, let's see what Rashi says. La'alma deleka la'meima la'heitiv miskabenes le'chai shinan shema tachliv lita la'yofa la'atzmo yinat chayish vosnan anaisen le'pundaikis shaloi l'sakin lo'yiso k'deirom b'necha sh'shuda mechalefes v'hoche de'lav le'toy v'hi. Here she doesn't want to be mate of him. D'ishnochiyu, he's a stranger. Good, he eats by her. Meseches d'maitanina lo, v'loiktoni ha-miskalkul. There it doesn't say, v'ibnei cheshude mechalefes ha-miskalkul. There it says, necheshude mechalefes. Alma la gesel cheshude. So the Gemara says, hosam nami moirem, hosam nami letoive miskavenes, she's mechamen letoive. V'hode loiktoni bo ha-miskalkul. Mishum da filu ein miskalkul nami fakel. If he's eating by her, she is chos olav afilu etz ein miskalkul. Im nitztanin alechem koidem sheochloi. If the lechem will become cold before we eat it, machalefes loi. The meirye hoiro laatzmo letoiva ani miskabenes fakel. If he's a Talmud Chochem, he should eat warm bread, fresh bread. But in the first case, when the person gives to a Shochem, Lemaise, she's the one that's feeding this Talmud Chochem. He eats by her all his meals. So she feels that she has to make sure this Talmud Chochem should have warm bread and warm meals. Bustamazay by a shochin, ein lo lochosh olof, v'loi machalefes letoiva, sherei ein somuch ala atomit kachsanoi, v'lo horanami lechashida agezel. They're not choshed agezel also. Let us see Taisvis. Hosam nami moirye v'omro, barberav lechel chamimo, v'ana eichel karira. Perish bekuntres. Moire heiros heta la'atzmo l'toivani miskavenes. She does it because she feels she's doing the right thing. Bar be'rav leichel chamime benichus. Ve'ein ha'loshen mashme came. The loshen is not mashme. The moire mashme she moire la'atzma heta la'akiv mishaloi. That means she's moire heta to take away from him, like she's doing something wrong. This is the next Gemara, that there we're taking away from the Balabos with our Hiros Heta. Va'oid nan b'masnissen, ma'aser eshu hu noisein lo, v'eshu noitel haimeno, b'imnei shechashud eshimachalefes. That's what it says by us. Rabbi Yossi Oymer, ein onu achroim l'ramoim. So what does Rabbi Yossi hold? This is Rabbi Yankim Svore. Rabbi Yossi held that you don't have to be Maser, Masher, Neusin lo. Because, if she ain't on no achoim le ramoim. So you see clearly that we're speaking about ramoim over here. The way Rashi made it, she's, mama, she has the best intentions, the apar peirav. And from Rabbi Yossi, you see, not like this, that she's a ramai take. Mafosh Rabbeinu Menachem, the bitmi coming. Bar beirav lechel chamima va'ana echel kariro. That when he should have warm bread, and I should eat cold bread. Va'ani torachti bishvila. I was the one that made it, and I should end up that he'll have the warm bread, and I'll have the cold bread. So Lamaisa, she takes his warm bread for herself, and she gives him cold bread. So how does the Rabbeinu Menachem learn? The Rabbeinu Menachem learns that Fakert, that she is choshud. Rabbeinu Menachem learns that she is choshud take to take his warm bread because she was tereyach, so she feels she's entitled to take his bread and she'll give him cold bread because she was tereyach. That's how Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara. So the Teres Chaim is Samer de Kekashe, so Ike Chosamina Sefer. So, what does the Gemara say? Moire ve'omro, bar be'rav lechol chamim v'anayichol kariri. The vote is not bar be'rav. The vote is, I was tereyach. The whole, it doesn't have nothing to do with the Talmud Chacham. I was tereyach, so my male, I'll take the warm bread for myself. So the Ike is Chosamina Sefer. According to Rashi, it's very good. Fakir. That's B'nai Chuse, she respects the Talmud Chacham, so Memele, so that is why that is why she'll give him the warm bread and she'll take the cold bread for herself.